The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announces provider flexibilities in the wake of the ongoing challenges associated with the recent Change Healthcare cyber attack. The White House announces a new federal task force to investigate healthcare costs. And Opill, the first over-the-counter birth control pill, will hit shelves later this month. It's Thursday, March 7th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. The Department of Health and Human Services unveiled new flexibilities and assistance for providers in the wake of the ongoing outages at Change Healthcare following a recent cyber attack. Change, which is a subsidiary of United Health Group's Optum division, handles more than 15 billion healthcare transactions every year and reportedly touches one in three patient records in the United States. In the wake of the cyber attack perpetrated by the ransomware gang known as Black Cat, it has had to disable several of its functions since February 21st, including billing, prescription fulfillment, eligibility checks, and prior authorization requests. HHS announced Tuesday that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services had ordered its Medicare Administrative Contractors, or MACs, to expedite requests from pharmacies, hospitals, and other providers to switch to new clearinghouses to get around the Change outage. It is also encouraging Medicare Advantage plans and Part D sponsors, as well as Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program managed care plans, to relax or remove prior authorization requirements or offer advance funding. The agency said that all of its MACs have been informed that they must accept paper claim submissions from providers. HHS did not go so far as to offer financial assistance to entities facing cash flow problems in the wake of the outage, but said that facilities can submit accelerated payment requests to their respective servicing MACs for individual consideration. Several industry groups have called on the federal government to take steps to address the impact of the Change cyber attack. The American Medical Association said in a statement that CMS's flexibilities were a good first step, but urged the agency to go above and beyond what has already been put into place, including providing advanced payments to physicians, and raised concerns that ongoing financial pressures threaten the viability of medical practices. Change Healthcare's main services were still down as of Wednesday evening, but United Health Group announced it launched a backup of its Rx e-prescribing service on Friday. The White House announced a new task force focused on cracking down on what the administration said was, quote, unfair and illegal pricing, unquote, for Americans in all sectors of the economy, including healthcare. The new task force will be co-chaired by the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission. Other agencies, including the Department of Health and Human Services, will also be involved. The task force will focus on making healthcare markets more competitive and affordable, according to the announcement. This would extend to prescription drug prices as well. This announcement comes as the presidential primary elections are in full swing. In a recent poll conducted by KFF, 80% of voters listed the affordability of health care as very important. President Biden has made competition and antitrust a key part of his economic policy platform. In January, the Department of Health and Human Services announced for the first time a new chief competition officer position to oversee competition within the healthcare industry. And last year, the DOJ and FTC unveiled new regulatory guidelines for scrutinizing mergers and acquisitions within the U.S. economy, including healthcare deals. In related news, the FTC also announced earlier this week that it was planning to probe private equity deals within the healthcare sector and its impact on costs. The first oral contraceptive pill available in the United States without a prescription will hit store shelves later this month. The Food and Drug Administration approved the O-pill, also known as Norgestrel, tablet series for over-the-counter use in July 2023. It only contains progestin. Unlike other birth control pills, it does not contain the hormone estrogen. Norgestrel was first approved for prescription use in the 1970s. O-pill's manufacturer Perrigo announced on Monday that the medicine would be available on store shelves nationwide by the end of this month. It will also be available for purchase online. The manufacturer's suggested retail price for a one-month supply is $19.99. A three-month supply will cost consumers $49.99. The company said in a statement that the drug may be eligible for flexible spending or health savings accounts. The FDA signed off on O-pill's over-the-counter designation after earlier advisory panels unanimously concluded that consumers could follow O-pill's labeling instructions without the assistance of their medical provider. More than 100 other countries allow the sale of contraceptive pills without a prescription. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.